to continue. Now, I tried to identify in the first session that the questions, should other people steal from you or should you steal from someone else, are two entirely separate questions. You do not refrain from stealing from others because you want to somehow hope that other people will quit stealing from you if you don't steal from them, because you don't control others. And this is why in the second session we got into the question of the golden rule and the fact that whereas the assertion is right, the reason that's been suggested for it is almost always wrong. But the question always, should you coerce, must be answered by what are the consequences? And recognize that others will have nothing to do with you, will not want to have anything to do with you if you are a coercer, because they will be finding their own desires frustrated. But there will be people who will coerce no matter what your answer to the question is. There will be people who will want to steal, to kill, to do all of these things no matter what you decide you're going to do about it. Now, recognize that you don't refrain from being a dope addict because you're trying to create a world without dope addicts. You do it because it's not profitable to take dope. No matter how many other people want to take dope, it still isn't profitable for you to do so. And so the relevant question is always, should I coerce, not should they coerce? And your answer to should I coerce has nothing to do with whether or not you think they should coerce. And in fact, as I say, that's not a relevant question anyway, because there's nothing you can do about stopping them except as it applies to you as an individual. And that you do by protecting yourself. What are the consequences of coercing? Well, I think the whole thing is wrapped up in the silver rule and the recognition that you want to be the kind of person you're trying to associate with, the people that you're trying to attract in this world, and only that type of person will look attractive to those individuals because they don't have to accept anything less. And so the question really becomes subservient to the silver rule, that this provides a standard of any kind of association with other individuals. Be the kind of person you want to associate with and you will attract that kind of individual. Now, it is very easy to define morality as non-coercion, meaning to say that, as far as I'm concerned, morality means respect other people's property or their lives and so on, have only voluntary exchanges and so on. But if you do that, you're leaving out 90% of the area of life that morality should be dealing with in determining how to get your happiness for you, what the essence and meaning of life will be for you. Sure, it is important not to coerce other individuals, but so is eat or you'll die important too. But that's not the whole story of what you do in order to be happy in life. Just simply remember to eat three times a day and everything will take care of itself. In the same way, simply asserting the fact that your standard of morality is that you won't coerce other individuals leaves a limitless multitude of questions unanswered. Voluntary says nothing about what you will do within that voluntary context. Perhaps you and your spouse have never coerced each other in all the time you've been married. But does that mean you've never had a problem of any kind between you that had to be resolved, that had to be dealt with, that had to be determined by some standard? Of course not. It means that there are other problems of interpersonal relationships other than just whether or not you're supposed to coerce somebody. You recognize that you are going to deal with other people on a voluntary basis to whatever extent they will deal with you on a voluntary basis, meaning that you're not going to initiate any force against them. But I know a lot of people who would never think of coercing anyone, but they still don't recognize how to deal with the profit motives of others. And they act as if those profit motives don't exist. And their assertion that they will not coerce somebody else is based on something else really than the consequences, because they apparently don't recognize the consequences that come from acts, and they treat other people in ways that are not conducive to good relationships for themselves. So they're not getting the results they seek. So the question then is that there is much more to morality than just saying I won't coerce anyone, and this of course is what we're discussing throughout this course, a total code of conduct, a set of standards that will take into consideration all of the things that you're dealing with in life and give you a basis upon which to judge something without having to see the consequences staring you right in the face at that moment in order to make the decision. But I consider the silver rule to be more of a total standard than the question of not coercing. I think the question of not coercing is derived very easily from the silver rule alone, but vice versa is not true. All right, now, here I've taken all the hope out of life. I have made life nothing but a bleak and dreary place where one can't even have a free society, let alone a Republican government or something like that. But what are you going to do now then? Well, Tom Sanders, who's always